The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, VaynerMedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Well,
wow.
did you
just knock over Roger?
Don't, I think so.
I told you to be careful. Things are falling off of Roger lately, and I think he's gone a little haywire.
Bouncing into things around here.
Apparently.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. You shouldn't be doing
that. I kind of had to shove him away a little bit there. You know?
Yeah, well, he's a little disoriented right now. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live in Tampa, Studio A.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 194 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it.
Just
and
like
now,
us, damn it.
Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Anne.
Thanks,
you, Betty.
Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
There you go.
And thank you, Anthony.
No, thank you, Joe.
For some reason, I feel disconjointed, and I don't know why.
You it's feel like disjointed?
Everything is smooth.
You know, I've actually felt kind of disjointed, most of the week. It's Tuesday, and it feels like it should be Thursday. It's been one of those weeks already. Still, there's 3 days left, and I don't know if I can handle it. So let's see. What are we talking about? Oh, our days. We start this.
How was your day, Anthony?
My day was okay. It was a little busy work-wise, but it was all right. Halloween is upon us, and no, your kids are not going to get edibles. For some reason, that scare tactic seems to go out a lot often around Halloween that, you know, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be handing your child my gummies because gummies are expensive. It's like, you know, $5 to $10 a gummy. So why the hell am I going to give your fucking brat a $10 gummy when I can just go down to the damn Walgreens and buy a big bag of miniature gummy bears for like $10? And I can feed it to all the neighborhood children. And there's multiple gummy bears in there. Fuck no. People, reefer madness. Your kids are not going to fucking get edibles. It's just going to happen that way. So also, today I learned that instead of following traditional transit models, Tampa is now going to be investigating the prospect of getting a Hyperloop.
Woo!
Because, you know, light rail and you know, subway or you know, stuff like that. That's too much. That's too much with not enough ridership.
Are they going to do this underground or above ground?
It has to be above ground. I don't believe we can actually do much underground here. My elevation at the Shyampa Studios on the ground level is 35 feet above sea level. Yeah, no, literally, I am. We are 35 feet above sea level. So as you get closer to the bay, of course, it becomes less and less. So that becomes an issue. So no, subways are out. The Walking Dead are arriving. I got behind two that were shuffling on a race to get to the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
I see.
But they were next to each other, and they were going as slow as they could. I think it was a race to see how slow they could go to get to the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
I see.
Snowbird season's arriving. They're coming. They're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming. And to top off, today there was a discovery of bed bugs at a popular St. Pete bar. And I think there were like 8 or 9 patrons that were affected by it. Ew. If you're that interested in it, then you can go check it out.
Wait a minute. It's not the one bar online. You took me to, is it?
No, it is not. It is not a bar I have ever been to. And it is not a bar I would ever be to. So it's fine. You're okay. And dude, if it was a bar I took you to, that was how long ago?
Oh, that's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. So anyway, sorry.
I'm just saying, you know,
we got to cut to you.
I want to come back there.
You know, well, definitely.
So the CTU strike, folks, looks like it's going to be lasting through tomorrow.
Wow.
Wednesday. Lack of health care, though, is going to make going back to work look sweet to many come Thursday. Because once Thursday passes and they're not back at work, they have not made their contributions to receive health care for the month of November.
Uh-oh. So just cut off. No soup for you.
We'll talk about that more in my Joe's segment. Anyways, it just got cold fast.
Yeah.
And hey, Anthony, did you hear they want to change Halloween to Trick or Treat Day? They actually made a petition.
Wow.
And they want to move it to the last day, the last Saturday in October. What the fuck is up with people wanting to change Halloween?
Because they're ninnies. That's why. That's my only answer. They're ninnies. That's exactly why they do that. But yeah.
Before we get too off a topic, what's up in our announcements corner?
I don't know. Let's see. This Way Out moves to Tuesday. That's my last announcement.
I think it's already been moved to Tuesday.
Yes, it moves. It moved to Tuesday. That's gone. Jesus Saves now offering 2.7% less on deposit, accepting all new deposits. The voicemail indicator shows no new voice messages. Joe says...
And our chat room is open at Cheyampa.org, and we're in the chat room right now. Florida is a huge sponge, says Ezel. And Ezel also says, oh no, not Jimmy B's with bed bugs. Oh boy. And
no,
our phone lines are ready
B's.
For you too.
I don't think you've ever been to this place either. I believe it was called the Pelican Bar. I think it was downtown St. Pete. I don't know.
Well,
but
if
again,
you have any information about this, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And
yes,
what you got for us in the weed corner, Anthony?
The weed corner. Let's see. Okay. A bulletin warns law enforcement agencies against fentanyl disguised as weed. We've seen this one circulate around. This one comes from High Times. This one recently comes from WUTV, a local Utah television news station. They reported in a bulletin had been issued to law enforcement agencies warning officers of the dangers of fentanyl disguised to look like marijuana. The local television news reports also displayed photographs of what appeared to be cannabis that had come from a bullet from the bulletin. As early as 2 years ago, news stories of cannabis that had been laced with fentanyl began making headlines, but this may be the first time fentanyl disguised to look like cannabis has been reported. WUTV claims the information came from a law enforcement bulletin that had originated in Ohio, but did not state when it had been issued, and that it was for police officer eyes only, and that it had been shared with him, of course, by an unidentified source. That would be Google. Next week, maybe they'll run a story on how people are giving out expensive edibles to trick-or-treaters, which would be this week. And I think I missed any of the trick-or-treat hype on the news stories when I curated them. So, next weed corner, because we got a few minutes till we hit Joe's corner. tainted vape pens selling 2-for-1 in illegal California stores. Yeah, This one comes from Leafly. Tests run on cannabis vaporizer cartridges recently obtained by Leafly at illegal California stores show shocking levels of pesticide contamination and toxic vitamin E oil.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Oh, yeah. Despite regulations, thousands of unlicensed cannabis shops still operate throughout the state, and the products they sell are not subject to stringent potency and purity testing requirements. Illicit vendors remain especially abundant in L.A. More than 22 months into legalization, officials have shut down only a small portion of L.A.'s many unlawful cannabis shops. Leafly obtained 10 disposable cartridges and had their contents analyzed by a licensed lab. Some had pesticide levels more than 5,000 times the legal limit. Yeah. Others contained nearly 35% of vitamin E oil additive, which is one of the leading suspected additives in the national vaping crisis. Californians buy tainted illicit vape cartridges from friends and acquaintances, pop-up markets, bootleg delivery services, and scaffold storefronts. Nearly all tainted vape cartridges have originated outside of California's licensed cannabis system, and the State Bureau of Cannabis Control asks for citizens to report unauthorized activity to help curb the epidemic.
Wow, that's messed up.
Right? Tell me about it.
So, well, speaking of anything related, though, to marijuana, I don't have the link to the story, unfortunately, but it was from our local Chicago business. They talked about how probably only right now, when that law for Illinois legalizing recreational marijuana comes online January 1st, probably only about 11 dispensaries will be available.
In the whole state?
Mostly due, yep, in the whole Chicago area.
Okay.
And that's mostly due to legislative, both state and city, red tape and ability to get approved for a new type of license for locations.
Wow.
At the dispensary. Yeah. So it's like right now they have okay permission for where they're at, but now they've got to try to get a new location, you know, because they're going to want to open up on every corner like Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. At some point, you know.
And I think I read somewhere, too, that our tax rate is going to be at its maximum, which is something like 3.75%.
Wow.
So, that's, you know, it's pretty
see,
high.
Here's the thing. I like to travel to Chicago, and when I travel there on vacation, I would love to be able to go and buy some recreational weed, you know?
Right.
I think that would be fabulous. So, you know, my thoughts on that is, you know, 15 in the Chicagoland, I am sure they're all located in prime real estate areas. Am I assuming correctly, or what
they're
is...
They're located in really, like, far-off locations. And when they say okay. Chicago area, it could be... You know, Elgin.
Oh, okay. It's Chicago. Joliet. I thought when we were talking, I thought we were talking city limits of Chicago, which is like, well, yeah, that sucks, but it's obtainable, you know. But
yeah, I think there might be one or two within the city limits that are available.
Yeah, yeah. See that? That's a different story, and it's a shame they won't capitalize on it, but. How much of shortfall? How much of a shortfall are they in again?
Oh, the city is $838 billion, and now it's going to be even more with the teacher strike because now the mayor has put out a total of $500 million in compensation.
Wow!
And accoutrements,
I
thus
see.
Mentioned. Yeah. So, you know, I still got some time because it's only.
Oh yeah, we got 2 minutes and 40 seconds. 2 minutes and 40 seconds until the Rogers National Day. So,
I kind of made a post on my Facebook about the whole situation, and you know, it's a tough call. You know, I think the teachers are pretty much the only people looking out for the poor people at this point. And it has to be addressed, and it just seems like it isn't. And I think it's because the city is also in a position of trying to get a nice, healthy tax base.
So here's a good question, though.
Here's a good question, and
a lot of people get that misunderstanding that this is for, like, teacher salaries and shit. So what exactly is the strike for?
The strike is for class sizes, nurses, prep time, school day, or the length of the school
length
year,
of the,
I mean.
The year, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's for those things.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the claims have been like, oh yeah, teachers are going to make $100,000. Well, that's not exactly true. Some of that is going to unionized people that work in offices, too.
True.
So, and most teachers are not going to see that.
No, that's like administrator salaries, which is always where all the bloat always is, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So.
Yes. It is time.
Time.
For our word of the show. And last week, if you don't remember, our word was propinquity, whose definition is physical nearness. Or close kinship. And so right now I have a real close propinquity to my word of the week button, which is this week, abrogate. And abrogate means to put an end to something. And, you know, so gosh darn it, wouldn't you like to just abrogate this teacher strike with everything you wanted in the whole wide world? Well, okay, Roger, you just take it away.
There you go.
Right.
Wow. Error code 9. Hello. It's the lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, October 29th, 2019, and it is National Cat Day, Oatmeal Day, Hermit Day, and World Stroke Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel. I think, yes. No. Wait, wow. I want more vacation. Anyway, take it away, guys.
All right, go ahead and give the wheel a spin, Joe.
Oh, you're not going to say thanks, Roger, and all that?
Oh, hold on. Thanks, Roger.
We do have time.
Tonight, I'm enjoying the new Pinkle Toe Camel Bile Jam.
Ooh.
Flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. Okay, now you can pull the wheel. I'm sorry, I forgot our sponsors. That's why nobody wants to, you know. Nobody ever wants to sponsor us anymore.
And what do we got tonight?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That was quite a pissed off cat there.
Yeah.
All right. Let me move my cursor here so I can see what the fuck's going on. A random news story from the Tampa Bay Times is about a place where VHS lives on. Grindhouse Video in Tampa is not your typical family-friendly blockbuster reborn. It has been open for about 5 years in an unremarkable strip mall on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The store does have a wide selection of used mainstream movies in all genres. The Peanuts movie sits on a shelf next to Pineapple Express. But the soul of the place is horror, mostly the obscure stuff and cult classics hardcore fans seek. Yep, the store carries other genres of exploitation flicks and B-movies as well. It's the kind of stuff that's so bad it's good. It's marked by a bizarre plot point, sex, and sensational violence movies once shown nonstop at the Grindhouse Theaters, for which it takes its name. Grindhouse Video is among a handful of stores in North America that stock new releases by Vinegar Syndrome, Arrow Video, Shout Factory, and other companies, giving new and out-of-print films high-quality DVD and Blu-ray releases, sometimes limited to a few hundred copies. Many have never been available on a disc, and they're unlikely to ever show up on Netflix or Amazon Prime. The store keeps a well-stocked rack of rare horror movies filmed in Tampa. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you know, before we go to Betty,
yes.
It's pretty interesting. I've never seen these stores here in the Chicago area. I'll have to keep my eyes open.
You might have one. You know what? It's probably so nonchalant, you probably just like walk past it without even realizing it. You know?
All right. So. Let's get back to Betty. She keeps looking at me.
Yeah.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's boring weather and news. Oh, ahem. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Again with the boring, Betty?
Yes, this time because now Roger is acting all strange again, and I think it's your fault. His attachments keep popping out at weird moments. Can't you take him in for servicing?
Betty, don't get your circuits all twisted. We barely started paying for you. We got no money for repairs. Anyways, enough of that.
Yeah,
it's
just
time.
Put a zip tie on it.
It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago Midway International Airport, KMDW. And unless you're listening live, it's not currently winter and rain at 40 degrees. The dew point is at 30 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 35. The humidity is at 68%, and winds are howling out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is still 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, rain, mainly after 2 a.m., low around 38. Wednesday, rain, high near 43. Breezy with a north-northeast wind, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night, rain, low around 37. Thursday, rain and snow before 2 p.m. Then rain between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Then rain and snow after 5 p.m. High near 38, breezy, with a north wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30. Thursday night, rain and snow before 10 p.m. Then a chance of snow between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Low around 27. Take in those plans. And Friday, sunny, with a high near 41. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
So, you know, I do like spooky dolls and kind of weird shit like that. It's creepy, but I don't get creeped out by it. It's weird. And I will post what we see in this story sometime in the near future on social medias. But for now, let me just kind of describe it to you. A museum in Minnesota is celebrating Halloween by pulling out all of its most unsettling toys for a creepy doll contest. And it actually wants people to vote on social media. So it's going to be this entirely based on social media. And some of these dolls, I mean, you just wouldn't necessarily find them in a normal child's household. I think these dolls are pretty old. However, there's one that looks like a chicken dildo person.
Oh, number 8?
Yes.
Yes, it does. It looks like a chicken dildo. There you go. Yeah.
Chicken dildo person.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
number
4
is
kind of
creepy.
Right. I think so, too. But anyways, the History Center of Olmsted County is asking social media users to vote on which of the creepiest among its 9 most unsettling dolls. Votes can be cast by liking or commenting on posts on the center's Facebook and Instagram pages. The winner is scheduled to be announced Monday and will be displayed alongside the runner-up through November 2nd. The doll I disdain handling is the one with human error. Curator Dan told NPR News, "We have some dolls that have movable eyelids, and when you lift them up, they snap. You can hear the click from the eyes moving up. That's creepy. It's creepy. But you know, let's move on to this next crazy, funny story. So." Now you can launch your really shitty, overpriced cell phone into space.
Sweet.
And have it take a selfie, too.
Awesome.
I'm confused, though. But I'm not surprised. Let's find out what really happened. Well, on October 27th, a Michigan couple were shocked to investigate a loud noise outside their home. And guess what they found, Anthony?
A chicken dildo?
Unfortunately, not. Instead, they found a Samsung Space Selfie satellite that had crash-landed in their front yard. Nancy said she and her husband Dan were preparing to let their horses out Saturday morning when they heard a loud noise in their front yard at about 8:45 a.m. The object they found in their front yard was attached to a parachute tangled in a nearby tree. The object was labeled Samsung Space Selfie. A box attached to the object contained 2 cameras and a Samsung cell phone. Samsung Europe previously announced the Space Selfie project, which allowed customers to send their selfies into space to be combined with a photo of the Earth. The people then said the satellite was hauled away by company representatives. A large balloon collided with live power lines a few miles away in Wheeler at about the same time the object crashed in the yard. Samsung said in a statement emailed to the Detroit Free Press that Samsung Europe's space selfie balloon blew off course during a planned landing Saturday. Earlier today, Samsung Europe's space selfie balloon came back down to Earth. During this planned descent of the balloon to land in the U.S., weather conditions resulted in an earlier soft landing in a selected rural area. We regret any inconvenience this may have caused. They should get a Samsung phone without the space selfie feature, don't you think, Anthony?
So, what? I mean, so they took... Maybe I don't quite understand the concept of what they were doing.
Neither do I, but let's move on to my fiddle story.
Okay, fair enough. Let me find the button.
Fiddles me ginty. But what
fiddles me ginty.
I can't use Google Maps. Oh, for fiddles me ginty.
Well, a town, according to UPI on October 15th, in an Italian island is pleading with tourists not to use Google Maps after 144 emergency calls came in during the past 2 years.
Oh my.
From drivers and hikers who found themselves stranded. Mayor Salvador in the Blank area on the island of Sardinia said signs are being erected on area roads in Italian and English warning tourists don't follow the directions on Google Maps. He said the local fire brigade has received 144 emergency calls during the last past 2 years from drivers and hikers, who found themselves stranded or lost by bad directions while trying to find scenic hidden beaches. Too many sedans and hatchbacks are getting stuck on unpassable tracks, sometimes off-road vehicles too, all because they follow Google Maps. whose instructions are often misleading, on our roads. He said the most recent incident involved two tourists whose porch became stuck on a rough road in the Supermonte mountain range.
Wow.
The tourists were trying to find some of the region's famous white sand coves when their GPS took them off track. The mayor said officials have been in contact with Google Maps about correcting the errors, but in the meantime, he recommends using paper maps in place of GPS.
Do people know how to use those?
Nope. A Google Maps representative said the company is investigating the situation. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thank you,
Joe. You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open, and we can take your call. Anyway, this week on This Way Out, the gay romantic comedy overcomes analysis paralysis. Queer youth critique kids show censorship. Randy Rainbow skewers Rudy Giuliani in song. How a TV Zapmaster influenced U.S. network coverage of LGBTQ people. And in the news, a Uganda mob drives 16 gay men into abusive police hands. Northern Ireland gets marriage equality by default. Australia's census disappears queers. And Chick-fil-A takes the low road to Scotland. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on the Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll abrogate our break in 4 minutes after this break.
That was good.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. They really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack Database.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio.
Hi, this is Whisper Wisdom, and today's Whisper Wisdom is, speak softly. This way, no one can accuse you of being aggressive. That's right, just whisper. If they can't hear you, whisper in their ears, but make sure you don't tickle them. That could provoke anger. Remember that. This has been your whisper. Whisper wisdom.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Hey, Daddy here. What the fuck was that just playing? I think Joe or Roger or maybe even Anthony have lost their minds. Or maybe they just need a life. Who knows? I know, and that's why you should tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit www.shyampa.radio.com for more. Background music tracks are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit www.incompetech.com. Daddy, buddy, buddy out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh, all right, shit. Am I supposed to do something?
Yeah, I'm supposed to cue you to cue the robotic thing.
Wow, I don't find your news boring, Joe. Anyways, hello, Roger here, Roger here. Duplicatera code 6, welcome back. Welcome back, bleep, bloop, system 3, IC3, IC3. Oopsie, I just pooped.
Oopsie,
thank
poopsie.
God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's
wow.
Crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and beverages, biatches, so we can get started with bleep, bloop, oopsie poopsie, Anthony's crazy everything.
There we go.
Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Fantastic, all right.
You're welcome, Joe.
There you go. Just, yeah, everyone's there. Roger, you're a beauty queen, Roger. You're a beauty queen, Roger. Everyone loves you. Smell from the camera.
Isn't that right, Ann? Isn't that right, buddy?
You nope, got it,
nope,
Joe.
Nope, wrong one. There we go. Right card. What a day. It's felt like a Thursday all day today, and it's only Tuesday. Jesus.
Choke your chicken.
I need to go back to the chat room. I haven't seen it in a bit.
I like detachable chicken penises.
I like detachable chicken penises as a show title, too. Yeah, that works. And actually, it comes from a line that's in the script later on down in the show, so
yes.
Wait for it when it comes around. You'll enjoy
yes.
it. So, all right, before we get into my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is lightly cloudy. No, it's mostly cloudy. I had the refresh didn't come through. Mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. There is a humidity level of 85 glorious humidity percentiles. The dew point is a beautiful 72 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. It feels like a fucking swimming pool. And it's 77 degrees. All right, so tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11, partly cloudy with a low around 76. Wednesday, 10% chance of showers and storms after 5, mostly sunny with a high near 89. Heat index values as high as 97. Isn't
good
it almost
Lord.
November? Holy fuck. They were talking on the news today about how just all this record-setting heat we've been having.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. That means hurricane season could actually be extended a little bit. Because November 1st is Friday. And we're getting a cold front on Sunday, and that's it. It's another one of those one-day-only-fits-all cold fronts. Anyway, so yeah, we had one like a week ago. And one day, it got down to like Wow. During the day, it was beautiful. It was like 50 in the morning. It was 70 something during the day, and then by the following morning, it was like in the morning it was 87 degrees and 500, 200, 300% humidity, and it just got worse. By the afternoon, it was like 163 degrees or some shit like that. So anyway. Fuck was I? Okay. Wednesday night, 10% chance of wetness, partly cloudy with a low around 75. Thursday, 20% chance of thunder boomers after 2. Mostly sunny with a high near 87. Thursday night, 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly between 8 and 2 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 74. And that's it for your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now time on to some crazy Florida news. Let me hit the button. Where's the button? Where's the button? I like beer. Where's the button? Button. Here we go. There's the button. You know, it's been a rough 48 hours. Work has just been weird. And I am not my coworkers share, a lot of us share the same kind of feeling. Almost like it's like a Mercury retrograde, if you believe in that fluffy stuff. And which I don't know. Sometimes I do, because I'm like, everything is going wrong for everyone this week. And everyone's like, it's only Tuesday. Channel 12 ABC News out of Beaumont, Texas brings us our first Florida news story of the night about wandering Florida man and woman trying to leave the Florida lifestyle. Wandering. Or I'm sorry, try to live the Florida lifestyle outside of Florida. Usually not a good idea. Texas deputies conducted a traffic stop on a Chrysler 300 driven by Ryan, 35, of Clearwater, with Erica, 35, of St. Petersburg, riding shotgun in the passenger seat. The police interviewed both of them and asked to search their car. When the two refused to let their car be searched, deputies had a canine perform a, quote, open-air sniff of the car, and the dog indicated that narcotics were present in the vehicle. When deputies searched the car, they found a heat-sealed bag containing just over a kilo of methamphetamine in a Tide laundry detergent box. Police also found THC gummies, hydroponic marijuana, as well as two scales. At first, Erica gave deputies a fake name, but once her true name was determined, deputies found that she was wanted on 8 warrants in Florida.
Oh, boy.
she was surprised. There you go. That's when you bring home the mama. including one for possession, distribution, and sale of cocaine, according to the release. Ryan and Erica were both booked into the Jefferson County, Texas Correctional Center on charges of possession of a controlled substance. Unfortunately, it does not say what the bail was. I'm assuming it was quite expensive, but it didn't give us that information. So, all right. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from KFVS Channel 2 News out of somewhere Missouri. I don't know. Cape Girardeau. Can you say that? Girardeau? Girardeau. I'll say Girardeau. Girardeau, Missouri. It tells us about how someone got a little carried away in Florida again.
Girardeau.
Yeah, bless you. Bless you. Bless you, my child. Bless you, my child.
Translating devices.
A video released by the Orange County Sheriff's Office shows investigators getting into a scuffle with a 24-year-old Patrick as they questioned him about costume thefts from the House of Mouse. Detectives said that Patrick was trying to take back the phone that he had used to take pictures of stolen property before posting them online for sale. Investigators say Patrick and his cousin, Blayton, stole costumes and wigs earlier this year from the Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion. Law enforcement documents show that Blayton was a Disney employee and that he had used his ID to get into employee access areas of the theme park. Deputies said that he would then take backstage photos and upload them to his Twitter account called Backdoor Disney.
Oh boy.
I'm sure more than one way, honey. Patrick is accused of stealing a bomber jacket, large headphones, and a hat off of an animatronic called Buzzy, a character from a now-closed Wonders of Life attraction at Epcot. Detectives said that the duo would then sell many of the items online, making thousands of dollars on their transactions. Patrick and Blayton are charged with burglary, grand theft, and dealing in stolen property. Authorities said that their pair allegedly stole over $14,000 worth of costumes from Walt Disney World in a 2-year period. Yeah, I'm sure they see that a lot.
People would say Walt Disney steals from us.
Well, yeah, you could say that Walt Disney steals from us. Yeah, you know. Well, we could say a lot of different things. A lot of different ways.
Look at this man.
Yes. Here we go. This is a strange one, but it is a Florida naked one. Florida Naked Craziness Knows No Boundaries. Our final story comes from WPLG Local News Channel 10 in Miami about, well, just some other form of Florida weirdness and nakedness. A Florida man was arrested on Tuesday after being caught having intimate relations with a stuffed toy inside of Target. Whoa. Yeah, right. Witnesses. That's even scary. Witnesses. So people unfortunately had the.
I would have been a witness.
Why not me? Do you want to be the stuffed animal? Would you have rather been the stuffed animal?
Well,
I mean, look at that. That's I don't know. That's kind of, there's a. I mean, I know the craziness kind of is, it can be a turn on, but there's a little more crazy in those eyes. Look at those eyes there. Look at those eyes. It made a little more crazy. A little more crazy than I think anyone really wants to deal with. Plus, he humped a toy in Target with witnesses. Witnesses. Witnesses told police they saw Cody 20 take a large Olaf, a character from Disney's Frozen franchise, off the store shelves at a St. Petersburg Target and begin to dry hump the toy. The police report claims that Cody completed his money shot on the Olaf doll and put it back on the shelf before he selected a large unicorn stuffed animal and began to molest that object as well. So tell me Joe, is this still a why not me, Joe?
Why not?
Okay.
He needs to have sex.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Fair enough. Okay, so anyway, Cody was taken into custody while in the store and admitted to doing stupid stuff. He was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. The Olaf and unicorn stuffed animals were removed from the store and destroyed. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Wow, thanks, Betty. Wow, Roger seems to be acting erratically. Don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Oh, yeah, we do. I seem to have given Roger my hemorrhoids. Who would have thought they were transmittable? Right, Anthony? Let's see what we have here on this here list.
Yeah, what do we have? Okay.
Not much.
No, we don't. Because, you know, the first one I want to rant about, but I've ranted about that one long enough. I just don't know if there's even anything more to say about it. So you're watching The Expanse.
Yes, the book is by James S. A. Corey.
Okay.
And it's roughly about three different groups of people all fighting. One is, it's Mars versus Earth with various factions kind of just fighting each other. It's interesting technology.
I see.
It's interesting story. It does have a lot of captivating moments.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's just through good use of visuals combined with a decent story that I think is going to grow. I did get confirmation from our friends over at the Inept Supervillains podcast that The Expanse is a pretty decent show, and they are actually excited for the new season to come out. So
fantastic.
It's a show to watch, yeah. But anyways,
all right.
That's what I have to say.
Reminding
folks too, if they want to give us a call at 813-327-8566, you can do so now.
Yeah, because if you don't call, I'm going to start complaining about old people on the road. Because snowbird season has begun, and let me tell you what I got behind today.
Oh no! You know, I can provide my own
deep breaths,
congestion stories. Because man, I took a picture recently for another account I maintain, and all it was just lines of SUVs. We waited 5 light cycles.
Wow!
To get through what was probably an eighth of a mile, maybe not even that, and it was freaking ridiculous how many
freaking ridiculous
cars
yeah
are on the road.
How many of them were Ubers or Lyfts?
Probably at least every other car, if not more these days, are Ubers or Lyfts. And you know what, fine, I get the idea.
No.
But it's ridiculous.
Let me share something with you.
Yes.
I had a prolific moment when I visited Chicago.
Prolific.
A couple weeks ago. I noticed a very interesting thing.
What did you notice?
There are no taxis.
There's taxis.
There are taxis, but there aren't taxis.
There aren't taxis like there used to be.
Let me tell you. We walked down Devon. Because we wanted to look at the Indian and Middle Eastern shops and all that. Because, you know, and that was where taxis. That was the land of taxis.
Well,
no taxis. Or very few taxis.
Land of taxi.
You have land of taxi.
I have land of taxi.
You have land of taxi. My goodness. Oh, well, so that's good.
But here's the thing. A lot of land of taxi have crossed over to land of Uber and Lyft. So they tend to do all of it, and they treat it as a taxi business, which I'm sorry, folks, if you disagree with me on this, but Ubers and Lyfts are fucking taxis. That's all
they're taxis.
Are.
You can't get anywhere
taxis.
With
taxis. You know, you, no matter how you hail for the service, you're hailing for a service. You're asking someone to come pick you up to take you somewhere. Now, if you do it
because I'm going to tell you. Well, here, let me tell you. Here we go. Here's a great example. Ride sharing to me says, okay, we're kind of going in the same place. It's like carpooling. But let's say I take an Uber to a cocksucking party. And
is he going?
The driver, it's a private party, and the driver isn't going. So is that really a ride share or is that a taxi?
Right.
You know, I mean, at some point,
exactly.
it's just kind of ridiculous at some point.
Some people say it's semantics, but sorry, you know.
It's a taxi. It's,
if you're going to really call, if you're trying to be all correct about it and call it this new economy, then you're actually finding people that are, like you're saying, going to the same exact party and you're all sharing one vehicle. Now, what happens in the vehicle is your own business, but hey, you know.
I see.
So, Trump was in town recently.
Mm.
And it's just notable to mention that he was here and he hasn't been here in quite a long time.
Although I believe he did call Chicago a disgrace today.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Fucking called Chicago a disgrace. So.
Ow. Yes, he did.
Yep.
But beyond that, it's kind of just neat and interesting to know that Air Force One landed at O'Hare.
Okay.
And, you know, just the technology of all that and the helicopters were flying overhead. I noticed in various groups people are all like, oh my god, the helicopter's here. I was like, well, yeah, duh. That's what happens when I have a president come into town.
I want to say I worked downtown when it was, I think, Bush. Because it wasn't Obama. Because Obama was elected in, what, 2008 or 2006? Yep. 2008, right?
2008.
So it would have been Bush. Because I still worked downtown. Yeah, I moved to Florida in 2007. So it would have been Bush. Because I remember they shut, like, all of, like, fucking downtown down and everything. Because, you know, the office was right on Michigan Avenue and, you know, all that crazy shit.
Yep. So, yeah, you know, that was going on. The teacher strike was going on. So, Chicago is by far a very robust city. It's also a very broke city.
It's not always been broke, but it's always been robust, so...
So hopefully something will happen, and
hopefully the city will bounce back, because there's a lot to that city that would be lost, you know. And
this is true.
And with that, we have to regretfully say that the ugly lights are coming on.
The ugly lights came on.
And Roger is whizzing down the hallway asking everyone if they saw his detachable penis. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
God damn it, I'm still unpacking. God damn, where did I put that?
Hello,
oh, hey,
there you are.
Glad you could join us.
Glad you could join us. Hello.
Hi. Here on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour, Saturdays at noon Eastern. Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Headphone Meditation, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And a whole lot more. Visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
Yes, and again, love you. Thank you, Bill, Gus, Dave, for having us. It was a wonderful, fun experience. If any of you are here in Tampa, or like Joe says, if you're in the Chicago area... Especially if you're here when we're ready to do a broadcast on our live times. By all means, we'd love to have you as an in-studio guest. So just keep that in mind.
And I can crank up the volume on my mic so we can really...
You can just shout across each other. You can also make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Chiampa.org to view our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra audio Technique audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. You know, anything that plays Shoutcast streams, and you know, you can find us also on the web. Just go to chiampa.org, and you can, you know, choose between two streams. You can choose the main Chiampa live radio stream, or you can choose the backup Roger stream, when Roger sometimes poops over to make way for something. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Or just click the play button and it will play the actual station.
The big play button.
You know, let's not get too confused. This is America where confusion is rampant.
Oh no.
We must remember that.
Yeah.
Everything must be tailored to the ninnies. The ninnies.
We've been ninified.
The ninnies who drive 20 and a 40. With their left blinker on for a mile and a half in a no passing zone.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there was one of them this morning. We're not going to get into that. That can make me very, very angry.
See, that's when cars need to be smarter and say, hey, you're not turning. Do you still need this light on?
Mine actually dings at me. If I leave mine on for more than a mile, it will make a noise.
Then why doesn't this happen? Well,
not all cars do that. Yeah, or they can just ignore it too, you know. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Tuesday. Check out our blog at Cheyamba.org. And remember, folks, don't let Google drive you into a ditch while trying to get a selfie from space with a creepy doll that told you to hide your meth in a box of stolen Disney merchandise covered in horse milk. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode, I think, of This Way Out with an R for Ranchera.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye.
This station is being brought to you via Dolsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.